Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Hallelujah. We surrender all to you, Father. We are grateful that you chose us. We are grateful. Hallelujah. That you chose us to be your children. We are your sons. We are your daughters. Because of your divine plan, there is no plan as great as your plan. We are so thankful that you put us in your plan, that you didn't leave us out, that you named us. You called us one by one. You added us to your body. We are truly grateful that you care enough about us, that you love us so much, that you sent Jesus. You sent Jesus, your only son, to die for us. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you this morning, oh, God. We are grateful that we could call on your name. Not only can we call on your name, you hear and you answer. What a mighty God. What a mighty God you are. Nobody as great as you. We've searched here. We've searched all over. Truly, can't find nobody great as you. So we're grateful that you joined us this morning, Father God. We can't even move, breathe, or do anything without you, Father God. So today we are grateful, grateful, grateful. We come with grateful hearts. We come with thankful hearts. And, Father, I thank you for the food you give us to eat every day. We thank you for the strength you put in our bodies every day. We thank you for the children that you blessed us with in our lives, the gifts that you gave us, oh, God. We are truly grateful, Father God. Oh, we don't have anybody as great as you, nobody as mighty as you. We come to glorify you. We come not in our own strength, but in yours. You are the Almighty. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. A banner over us. You are Adonai. You are Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah El Elyon. You are Jehovah Roha, our shepherd. And Father, I thank you, what a mighty shepherd you are. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because your rod and your staff comfort us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. So, Father, we agree with your plan this morning. We have a plan, but, Father, your plan is the ultimate plan. So whatever you decide, we agree. We agree with your plan. And Father, we thank you. Lord, we release your glorious power against the enemy this morning. Let your power and your might be released from our hands, O God. Scatter the enemy by your power. Rule over your enemies through your power, O God. Let your power, the power of your anger, be released against the powers of darkness. Oh, Father, we are grateful. We release the power and authority of the Lord against all demons we encounter in the name of Jesus. We are delivered from the power of Satan. Unto you, O God, divide the sea and destroy the marine spirits through your power, O Father. We are strong in you, O Lord, and in the power of your might. Cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today for every person on Bible Story Land and those who are about to come on. And we praise your name. We thank you, Lord God, for purifying us. In the name of Jesus, we repent before you, Father, for everything that we've done against your will. Everything, every thought that we've had that's not like you. Forgive us, Father God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are Makoshe, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and we don't have to make an appointment to have a relationship with you, to speak to you, to talk to you, to request of you, for even for you to download in us, to speak to us, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you that we can hear your voice. What an awesome voice you have, the way you speak to your children, oh God. I thank you for having a relationship with your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I remember when you came in your word, it says you went in the cool of the evening to talk to Adam and Eve. So we thank you for coming in the cool of the evening and in the midnight hour and in the morning to speak to us. We are so grateful that you are the only true and living God. You don't turn a deaf ear to your children. We thank you, O God. We thank you this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. It is Children's Day, and we are so glad that you could join us this morning. We are grateful. B-I-B-L-E, you know the Bible is an awesome book. No book as awesome as the Bible. And you know, many people don't believe in the Word of God. They believe in all other kind of books. They believe books that, you know, supposedly tell every truth. But guess what? When it comes down to the Bible, they go like, I don't believe that. I don't believe in signs, wonders, and miracles. I don't believe in healing. But if the doctor told them this, they say, oh, yeah, my doctor said this, my doctor said that. But guess who is the only true doctor, the living physician? Jesus. He knows things that doctors don't know, and he is the great healer. He went about healing. He went about doing good. So you know what? When I don't feel good, I don't necessarily call the doctor. I call on Jesus. I say, Jesus, I'm not feeling good today. I got a headache, oh God, and I call on you, the mighty great healer. Heal me, your healing virtue. Let it come through my body. So you know what? When we're not feeling well, who do we call on? Even if we're hungry. He is a mighty provider, Jehovah Jireh, whatever we need. His word is great. In his word, it says that when our father and our mother leave us, forsake us, guess who's going to take us up? Father God's going to take us up. He take us in his loving arms. He care about us. He cares about what happened to us. So I want to ask you a question this morning. In Job 38:12-13, it says, have you commanded your mourning since thy days began and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. What a mighty God we serve. Have you ever given orders to your morning or assigned them a place for the dawn so that you could grab the earth by its edges and shake the wicked people out of it. So I ask each of you, have you told your morning what to do today? Have you commanded the devil and all his workers to get out of your way? Have you stopped to talk to Father God this morning? Did you kneel just a few minutes to pray? You know he's waiting on you. God is waiting on us in the secret place. Did you go to your secret place this morning and say, Abba, Father, thank you for waking me up. Father, I'm grateful that you chose me. Father, I'm grateful that you called my name this morning. You called me back into the land of the living. You didn't just let me sleep on into eternity. You actually gave me strength in my body this morning. You allowed oxygen to come through my lungs. You allowed my nose to open up and receive air this morning. You allowed me to be able to have the function and the sound function of my body and a sound mind. So did you stop to pray? Did you communicate with Jesus this morning? You know what? Jesus took time to communicate with his Father. He consistently and on a constant basis, he talked to Jesus. He talked to his Father. So, you know, Jesus is our example. Are you following Jesus so your children can follow Jesus? Are you following the enemy? Who spoke to Eve with his cunning, crafty self? Has Satan spoken to you? And did you do what he told you? Oh, you don't have to talk to God. Is that what he told you? He'll say, you don't have to talk to God. He already knows. He could read your mind. That's a trick of the enemy. Did you pray to God? You know, sometimes the enemy will say, oh, God, understand. He know what you're going through. You worked all week. Rest yourself. You know you're too tired to get up and pray. Pray later. Pray tomorrow. You know tomorrow don't ever come. The enemy try to trick us. Jesus said, my sheep, which is his children, my servants, know my voice, and another voice they will not hear nor obey. If you love me, Father God says, you will keep my commandments. Pray without ceasing. The first and great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. How many of us give all strength, energy to our jobs all week? We work. We work hard. We punch the clock on time. But when it comes time to worship God in your home, worship God in your car, or you come time to worship God in the house of God with the thanks of God, you say, oh, well, I know God understands. I worked hard. I worked 6 days this week. What about your relationship with the Father? Are you keeping your relationship with the Father? Are you calling on his name? Or are you just sometimes saying, Lord, help me. Lord, I'm hurting. Do you just sometimes call on his name on a consistent basis? He know my voice because I'm calling on him constantly. He said, oh, yeah, that's my daughter, Caritha. She always calling my name. She knows my name. Yeah, I know his name. He got many names. When I need him, I call him. I say, Father, I need you to be my healer. Father, my father and my mother gone. I need you to comfort me today. Father, you are my refuge. You are my strength. I need strength in my body today. Father, I didn't come for no reason other than to bless you today. I just come to tell you how great you are. I just come to tell you I love you, Father. I just come to tell you, Father, I sinned against you today, but would you please forgive me, Father God? I just stopped to tell you how much I care about you, Lord. So do you take time to talk to Abba, Father? Is he your Father, or do you have another Father? You know, we can have another Father. I ain't talking about your flesh and blood Father either. There's another one you can call Father. Whom your members serve, that's who you belong to. Do you give your members to the Lord? Do you give your whole self to Father God? He says, love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Now listen, here's the next thing. He said, you know, call on him. Call on him. You can call on him in the midnight hour. You know, Jesus called on the Father continuously. So he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He said, pray without ceasing. The first and great commandment is to love me with all your heart, soul, and strength. How many of us give all of our strength and energy to our jobs? You know, sometimes we like to go to work because we know at the end of the week or in 2 weeks or maybe a month, you're going to get an income. Well, guess what? The best income is the income you can't touch, the income of strength in your body, the income of health that you get, the income of a sound mind. That when that come into you, that's better than a paycheck. Because, you know, you could get a paycheck and got to go spend it all at the doctor's office or have to go spend it all at the grocery store. So what good is the paycheck? None. God is the one who pays us. We are so worn out sometimes. Sometimes we're disobedient to Father God. All right, he said, now listen to this one. This is the one sometimes we have a struggle with. We say, God, we love you. God, we praise you. God, we honor you. Now, he said, what about this one? Since you love me and you honor me, what about Sally Sue? What about Joe Blow? Oh, Father, but they get on my nerves. They get under my skin. Yes. So, they my children, too. I created them. He said, now, the second great commandment is that you love each other, not just the person across the street, but what about the person on your job? What about that person that irks you so bad? You say, oh, my God, give me strength, Lord God, to love those people that are difficult. What about those people? But, Father God, you don't know him. Father, you don't know her. You don't know what they did to me. Are they hard to love? Are they mean, cruel, bitter, hateful, jealous, selfish? Did you mean love them too, Father? Did you mean love them too? Can I just love those who are lovely, those who love me back, those who are kind to me, those who are considerate to me, those who are giving, those who are peaceful, those who are gentle, those who are friendly, those who are faithful, and those who are good to me? Can I just love them? You know the ones, Lord. Jesus, we know you loved everybody, but can we pick and choose who we love and still see you and live with you in eternity? I know the word says that if we love you, we will keep your commandments. Help us, Lord, to love you and to love each other. Help us to obey you in all things. As we dwell with you this morning, Father, we come close to get in the secret place with you. And your word says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. My God, in you will we trust. Father, it's getting tough down here on the earth. We can't trust nobody. We can't even trust ourselves. We can't even depend on ourselves. We have to trust you. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it should not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Today is Children's Day. We dedicate our children to Father God. I ask that you come in agreement with me as I say this prayer over our children. You know, God loves children. He said, suffer the little children. Now, that's not just little children. It's babies. It's teenagers. You know, sometimes we think our children get so big, we forget to say, come here, baby, you know, to the 9-year-old, to the 15-year-old. Come here, let me give you a hug today. Oh, I don't want a hug. I'm too big. Hug them anyway. Hug them anyway. Don't push them aside. Don't care. No matter what age they are, they need a hug. If you ain't hugging them, who's hugging them? They need affection. We all as human beings need affection. We need affection. We need attention. So hug your children. Don't let the enemy hug them. The enemy will tell them how beautiful they are, how smart they are. The enemy will be whispering things in their ear you don't want them to hear. So you whisper in their ear, come here, baby. You are so smart. Ooh, I thank God you made the honor roll every quarter. Here, here's a reward for you. Oh, my God, you sing so well. I am so proud of you. I am glad that Father God gave you to me. Tell them good things. Don't just say, do this, do that. You ain't do this here right. Don't do that. And No, tell them good things. Tell them good things. So agree with me as I read. I'm going to read a prayer over our children. It's called Children's Dedication. Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We bring our children to you in prayer. Lord, we want our children to truly know you and walk in your presence, seeing and knowing your loving kindness and tender mercies. We desire that all that they are will desire to be in your presence all the days of their lives. Heavenly Father, we ask you to touch them in their innermost being strongly and intimately. Draw our children to you, Father God. Now you can, as I'm praying this prayer, you can call your children's name into all that you are. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would truly, that our children would truly know you and the power of your resurrection and who you are. Lord, we love our children, and you love them more than we could ever possibly imagine. We trust you with our children and every aspect of their lives, now and forevermore. You have given them a splendor and a glory of their own that is beyond our ability to comprehend. Lord, you can see them in the blood, and we now commit them to you, into your hands, which are flawless. Heavenly Father, we ask you to set each of our children apart for yourself and for whatever is pleasing in your sight. And we ask that you cause our children to come to you. Heavenly Father, as parents, we ask you to bless our children, turn situations around for them, rebuke and devour and all darkness from them all the days of their lives that are wrong and negative influences and are broken and destroyed in their lives now in the name of Jesus. Father, we place their feet on your path to walk and to be with you for eternity. We pray this in faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are faithful. Lord, we now as parents dedicate ourselves to you. We ask you to help us parent our children. Lord, help us to love them the way you love them. Help us, Lord, to speak words of love and encouragement, to be there for and with them through life, to support and not tear down, astonishing them through life with your word of life and prayer. Cause our words to be from you and to go into their hearts and minds, bringing forth life because we love them greatly. You have placed your love in us to love them. We ask you, Lord, that they will walk upright during their life on earth, in love with you and without fear of man. Amen. So, make sure you're praying with and for your children. Get on your knees with your children. Hug them and pray for them every day. If you don't, you know the enemy's going to do it. And I know you don't want your children taken by the enemy. You know, when they start rolling their eyes at you and sucking their teeth, it's something wrong. You didn't let the enemy get in. So before the enemy comes in, you take measures. You pray with them. You pray for them. You discipline them. You train them up in the way they should go. So, you know, the Word of God says we got to pray daily. Train them up in the way they should go, Proverbs 22:6. Well, we're excited that you are all joined us today. We have people on here from Louisiana, Florida, all over Texas. We have people on here from Michigan, all over. So, you know, I'm truly grateful to each of you. Today we have a mighty faithful woman that comes on weekly who is gifted. She has great musical ability, and she comes on the air with us on a weekly basis. Her name is Karen Itell, and she's going to play a song for us for Children's Day. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Joe Carita. It is a wonderful Saturday morning, and I am going to do Yes, Jesus Loves Me.
All righty, listen for it.
Thank you.
And Jesus loves not only the children, we're his children too as adults. We're always going to be his children. That was awesome, Karen. I thank God for you. Thank you, Karen. All right.
You're welcome.
Well, God has blessed us with talented and faithful people on Bible Storyland. Our next guest is a husband, a father, an actor, comedian, a gospel rapper, and he's from Jacksonville. And he has a son that's named after him. His name is David Emmanuel. So he and his son are going to do a gospel rap for us this morning. Good morning, Brother David and Brother David.
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you, David the Second?
Good. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Sister G, David, tell Sister G where you at this morning.
I'm blessed and highly grateful that the Lord watched over me and allowed me to have a safe trip over to New York.
New York? Wow, guess what? We have somebody sitting right here in the studio with us from New York. She's going to say good morning this morning.
That's right. Sister G, remember we prayed for him to go to Avenale and do that audition and stuff for the Avenale. We did that praying for him.
Yes, I remember that. Well, he's there.
Tell the rest of the testimony there, David.
We don't have a lot of time this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, if he could have, because I'm going to need to leave in a little while and go to a conference, a prayer conference. So we have someone with us this morning, Tamika Reed.
Good morning. Yes, I'm from New York visiting for the conference.
She's here for the conference from New York. So we are blessed.
I'm
y'all ready to do
New
that
York.
Rap this morning?
Yeah, we ready. I'm from New York. No. yeah, I'm a child of God, and I am happy to be a child of God, because, boy, don't you know he watches over me. Okay.
Amen, amen.
Amen. We're going to do this rap. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Children's Day. Yeah. Bible Story Land. Woo! A little something like this. Together we stand. Divided we fall. Family stick together through it all. From the Sunshine State, can you correlate? The destiny of our future is looking great. Younger generation got the will at hand. If you want to make it to the promised land, then kneel to God, follow his command. Lift up your arm, praise him with your hands. Came to give us life, life abundantly. So why you living life like it should it be? Forget about that sin, come and roll with me, and we can make it to the top where we supposed to be. In this life, it's not all about me. It's bigger than that. It's called family. I don't need a guitar to be in the band. Just give me a mic. Forget about the stand. Keep it clean. No need for Listerine. Little David's on this track. He make the Christians scream. Whenever you get down, you just know family is all around. Yeah, Children's Day.
Woo. Yeah. Put your hands up, all the Robinsons. We gotta stick together till the very end. Yeah, bruh, that's a guaranteed win. I'm the youngest of my tribe, so you know I'm trying to strive. Living life to the full as long as I'm alive. Twinkle in my eyes, hot blood in my veins. You can thank the name of people fighting for fame. I'm out here playing like it's a game. You can't handle the flame, too hot to handle. I'm rocking it like it's a scandal. Bible Storyland. Get your hands up, get your hands up. It's Children's Day, Bible Stories Land. Praise God.
Woo! Hallelujah! Father and son team. Hallelujah! Bible Story Land Children's Day. And you know what? They made that up. They created that. God is so good to them. He's given them many talents together, father, son. And sometimes we have the whole family on, father, mother, and two sons. So we are grateful. Thank you so much, Brother David.
Amen. Sister Jean, thank you. Amen.
All right, listen. Can you tell us briefly about the play you're in? Take about a second or two to tell us briefly about the play, how we can get there.
Yes, ma'am. The play is totally a blessing directly from God. It's on the corner of 8th Street and Main, the Church of Christ, big church right on the corner. It'll be at 5 p.m. today. 5 p.m. today. You will be blessed if you can come out with you and your family. You will enjoy the show. You will laugh and you will love God. The place looks so great out there and make you want to get saved again. I tell you, it's a beautiful place. 5 p.m., 8th and Main.
All right, tell us the name of the play again. That's what I like.
Okay, the name of the play is I Don't Smell Like What I've Been Through. Amen. That means God forgives you. He takes you through different things to shape and mold you, and we got a forgiving God. Our God loves us. He is our Father, and He loves us. He wants us to be successful, and He will always bless us. We just have to do what He commands us to do. And thank the Lord for Bible Story Land teaching us the right way to walk our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. Oh, we are blessed to have you on. Your son's in New York, and are you on the road?
Yes. Well, I'm not on the road working, but I'm out looking for a vehicle. You know my situation there. But
All right.
Well,
we thank God.
In the midst of it.
We thank God for you taking time out to come with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, as we continue, you know what? We are so blessed. We have a woman of God on from Jacksonville, Florida. Gifted, talented woman of God. Has two daughters, a husband and two daughters. She takes care of the elderly. Good morning, Sister Jackie. She may be working.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, I'm blessed this morning. I'm blessed.
We're blessed to have you on with us. What you going to sing for us this morning on Children's Day?
I believe the children are our future.
All right. I love it.
Okay. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children laughter remind us how we used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away their dignity. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone to fulfill my needs. A lonely place to be, and so I learned how to depend on me, because I believe the children are our future. Let's teach them well and let them lead the way, and show them all the beauty they possess inside, and give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children laughter remind us how we used to be. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Awesome, awesome, awesome. That is one of my favorite songs. I believe the children are our future, and they are. They are truly our future. Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for singing. You ain't even know, but that's one of my favorite. I love it. Love that song.
Yeah. I have to forgive me. I'm trying to get ready for work while I'm singing. I'm trying to get ready, and I get short of breath.
I appreciate you coming on Bible Story Land. You know,
Bible
Story
Land
is to take you on with us.
I love coming on Bible Story Land. It's great.
Thank God for you coming on with us on Bible Story Land. So, you know, sometimes Sister Jackie's daughter, Gloria, comes on with her, too. And they sing a duet. I mean, it's awesome. Thank you, Sister Jackie.
Okay.
She brings on different people with her. Sometimes she bring on a pastor with her, another woman of God sing with her. So we are truly blessed to have such great people to come on with us. Thank God for you. Now, speaking about children, you know our children are our seed. And I want to pray a prayer. This is from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book, Prayers That Bring Change, and it is a prayer for our seed. So we are taking care of our children by praying for them, praying prayers over them, by training them up in the way that God wants us to train them. And, you know, there is a particular way that God wants to train them. He don't want us just to feed them, send them to school, make sure they got roof over their head, clothes on their back. No, no, no. He wants us to train their minds, their souls, train them inside out, not just give them the necessities of life or everything they want. There's a particular way. Study. Don't just read Proverbs 22:6, train them up in the way they should go. Ask the Lord, Lord, I've got three children. How do you want me to train Mary? How you want me to train Joe? How you want me to train Sarah? How you want me to train them, Lord, to your ways? Teach me. Put in me what I need to train each one of my children. They're different. Lord, what purpose did you put in my children so I can nurture that purpose in them? So this morning I'm going to read this prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity of our children. I repent of the sins and iniquities of our past or our present that will work against the lives of our children in a negative way. We call out our children by name. So you can call your children by name. Let every hidden and secret enemy operating behind the scenes in their lives be under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost, uncovered forever. We command every generational sin in our lives, in the lives of our children, in our lives, in the lives of our ancestors, to disconnect from our heritage now, our children, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over our children's navel. The blessings, not the curses, shall flow to our children. Every demonic and biblical cord is severed. All inheritances that rebelliously flow through our bloodline are cut off from them forever. All destiny-devouring spirits are displaced by the angel of the Lord. We walk in the authority that Jesus has given us over our seed, our children. We break the power of peer pressure and ungodly association. Our children shall lead and not follow. They are not bound and influenced by the spirit of the world. Every vicious cycle that is ruling over the heads of our children through association, incantation, or generational influence is destroyed by the whirlwind of the Lord. Self-inflicted curses through negative confession are broken. All negative words spoken over our children through ignorance or intention are erased. We cause doors that have been illegitimately or illegally made a way for demonic activity to operate in our children's lives to be closed forever. All negative seeds that have been planted in our children's lives while they are sleeping are uprooted. The fallow ground are broken up and the seeds of the Lord displace them. Every entry point through a nightmare or dark vision through astral activity is closed continually. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children as they sleep at night. We command sweet sleep and divine rest upon our children. Incubus and succubus and all other forms of perversion are bound in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the terrors that come by night and declare that as the sun rises It will shine favor upon our seed. The will of God has captured our children's days. They shall fulfill the call of the Lord and be called blessed. Princes, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places have no dominion over our children. The spiritual airways are prosperous over the heads of our children, and they shall live full lives. The statistics of the children of the world shall not overcome them, because they are children of light. The countenance of our children shall shine above the children of the world. They shall not eat of the king's portion, but they shall continually be transformed into the image of Christ. Our children are in the world, but not of the world. Our children are in the world, but not of the world. The wealth of the wicked is finding its way to them. The heathen shall be their inheritance. They shall possess the gates of their enemies and displace them. The God of the cosmos is bound and cannot prosper against them. Our children can discern the difference between what is holy and what is common. They shall not be set up or deceived by cosmetic fetishes. People, places, or things will demons detached. The borders are extended for our children. They shall rise up and demand room to live. Rebellion, disobedience, and unbelief have no rule over our seed. We circumcise our children with a sharp knife, the word of the Lord, and pull them out of the ways of the uncircumcised. Our children are wealthy, wise, and in a place to receive God. They shall speak over their seed the words that we speak over them. Our children shall not be permanently taken out by sickness, disease, accidents, incidents, or the cares of this world. They shall live long, prosperous lives and serve God eternally. This is the heritage of our seeds for 1,000 generations. Let these words be forever programmed in the heavens. Amen. Well, I thank God for those prayers. And, you know, like I said, we have to pray over our children daily. I mean, we have to continuously pray over our children. So, you know, we have to teach our children how to be strong and courageous in the Lord. So, you know, Joshua was a mighty man of God. And he said in Joshua 1, 7 through 9, be strong in the Lord, be very courageous, that you may observe to do according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn to it from the right to the right hand or to the left hand, that you may prosper whatever, wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, this is after you do everything that's written in the word, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? And be not afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you for everywhere you go. So that's what the Lord said to Joshua. Say the same thing to your children. Our next guest is a young woman from Jacksonville, Florida. She is a college student. If I'm not mistaken, she graduated from Miami University, but she can tell you herself. She is continuing her education here in Jacksonville, Florida. I've known her since she was a teenager. She's a very young woman. She's in her 20s now. She has leadership ability. She's very talented. She sings well. She leads a prayer line on Saturdays for the homeless. And I'm going to ask her if it's okay that she give us the number for her prayer line. Her name is Tashana LaPierre. Good morning, Tashana.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be on this prayer line this morning. I mean, this show.
Amen. Are you? Can you give us your prayer line number?
Yes. The number is 218-632-0550. Once again, this is a prayer line for the homeless in Jacksonville. And the phone number again is 218-632-0550. And then the access code, once you have dialed the number, is 175651 in the pound key. Once again, the access code is 175651 in the pound key. And it's meeting every Saturdays at 9 p.m. So we'll have one tonight.
Amen. Don't forget to text me. Now, listen, you know, we have that prophetic prayer conference at our church, so I probably won't be on tonight. But I've been on for quite a few times. And, she prays for the homeless in Jacksonville. So if you ever want to join us, possibly she'll extend it to praying for the homeless in your city, because we have homeless, seem like, all over the world. So I appreciate her, and she's going to bring the message for us this morning. We're ready.
Yes, I'm ready. Oh, Father God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, we come before you, Lord God. We pray that you open the hearts, Lord Jesus, of every ear, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that your word comes forth today as you have ordered it to be. In Jesus' name, amen. My word today is, God has not counted you out. Amen. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 9, it says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Here, Paul is telling us that although we go through trouble that we see that seems to be coming from every direction in our lives, whether it's from our family, our school, our work life, our relationship with others, that we do not have to let those things take away our peace. Although we may be put in situations where we are perplexed, such as in school, such as at work, we do not have to not have hope. There is still hope for us. Though people may outcast us, though people may persecute us, God will never leave us or forsake us. Though people may try to discourage us and cast us down, we do not have to be destroyed, and we will not be destroyed. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says in the previous book, 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13, that there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, amen? God is faithful, who will not suffer you, or another translation says, will not allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So here it says that you will be going through circumstances, and everyone has their own story. Whether you are a young child being bullied at school, or whether you are a person being bullied at your job, an adult being bullied at your job, whatever your circumstances is different for everyone. But they're all trying to cause you to be tempted so that you will commit sin, whether it's to bear false witness, whether it's to envy your brothers and sisters in Christ, whether it's to steal, whether it's to kill, whether it's to commit adultery. It's all there to tempt you. But the verse says that God is faithful, amen? So he won't allow you to be tempted above that you are able to withstand. So also, he makes a way of escape for you that you are able to endure your current circumstance. And another translation says, you are able to stand under your temptation. That means you do not have to be destroyed because of your circumstance. Your circumstance will not take you out. Amen? And we need to understand also that when we are going through situations, circumstances, it says in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5, And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And verse 5 says, and hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen? So whatever you are going through, you must exercise patience, and your patience will give you experience. And when you have experience, you will have hope. When you have gone through situations and you have seen the end of that situation, you have seen how God has brought you out. You have seen how God has allowed you to endure through these circumstances. You will have hope, and that hope will not make you ashamed. Amen? But I have good news for you, because despite whatever you may go through in life, God is your refuge and your fortress. For it says so in Psalms 91, starting at verse 1, which says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. What is a refuge? The definition by the dictionary says that refuge is a place of shelter, protection, or safety. Amen? You have to go to the Lord. You have to trust in God. You have to make him your God. You have to go to him because he is your place of refuge. He is your place of safety. He is your place of protection, no matter what you may endure. Amen? Because sometimes as parents, we are not able to fully comprehend and grasp what children and young people are dealing with when they're going to school. We may not understand because we don't have the same perspective. But either way, the Word of God works in the adults and the Word of God works in the children. And if your children is raised up to know God as their Lord, to know God as their refuge, they also can find a place of protection and of safety. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 13. If you have a Bible, you can turn there with me. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, the latter part of the verse says, for he has said, I will not leave thee nor forsake thee. So God will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? But we need to understand a truth about this world. And this is what Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 33. A truth about this world. This is what Jesus says. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation or trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. What is God trying to tell us here? What is Jesus trying to tell us? He is saying, this is what I'm going to tell you so that you don't have to feel overwhelmed. So that you don't have to feel overburdened, so that you don't have to feel distressed, so that you don't have to feel anxiety in this world. Because of the nature of this world, you will find trouble. The Bible says that the prince of this world is the devil, amen, and that the enemy come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm going to let you know this. Despite the situation that you may be in, despite the nature of this world, God says, be happy, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world, and Jesus has overcome the world for us. Amen? When we turn to Romans chapter 5, and I love verses, that's what I give people. When we turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 8, and once again, it would be great if you would follow with me also in your own Bible. Okay, Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Another version says, God demonstrates his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So God has already demonstrated. God is already demonstrating his love towards us. It's not about whether God is going to give you a material possession or cancel out anything that you may be going through. The way that God has shown us his love is that he gave his only begotten son. Amen? So we have to be careful to not tempt the Lord and say, Lord, if you love me, you need to take away this problem, this burden. No. Like we read earlier, the Bible says that God is faithful who will make a way for you to bear your situation. Amen? So it's not necessarily trying to see your way out for you to know that God loves you. No, God loves you regardless because he gave his only begotten son. This is how he demonstrates his love to us. This is how he demonstrates his love to his children. But God is faithful who will not allow you to go through a situation that will destroy you. Amen? So what do we do in the midst of trouble? That's a good question. Turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. This is how you will make it. Let me repeat it. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. The word of God is filled with God's promises. Why don't you take one? Why don't you chant it? Why don't you say it out? Why don't you rejoice in that God said, for example, that all things will work out for your good? Why don't you rejoice in the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? You must speak it out. Speak life unto yourself. Encourage yourself in the word of God. Amen. And you must be patient because, like we read earlier, your patience will give you experience. And your experience, okay, and another translation says, patience will work perseverance. And your perseverance, hope. And your hope will not make you ashamed. And you must continually be in fellowship with God through prayer. Amen. So God has not counted you out. Do not feel like this that you are persecuted and you are destroyed. You are forsaken. You are left out. God says, I have not counted you out. I have not counted you out. I am your refuge. I am your fortress. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. How old are you, Tashana?
21.
21, out of the mouth of babes. Woo, wisdom. She is a wise young woman. So parents, see what her mother and father did in her? They trained Tashana up in the way that she should go. They trained her up in the way she should go. They trained, they corrected, they disciplined, they loved, they hugged. Whatever was necessary, they put in her. They consulted the Most High God. You could tell they consulted Father as to how she should be brought up. She is a well-trained young woman. Tashana, that was an awesome and a powerful message. Each time you speak, your messages get more and more powerful. She's spoken on Bible Storyland several times, and each time she gets higher and higher in the Lord. She gave several scriptures, 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9, 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Her title was God Has Not Counted You Out, Romans 5, 3 through 5, patience, experience, and hope. And she said, what? You know, what do we do to get all these? Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, and continuing in prayer. Mighty powerful. I am so proud of you, Tashana. And I look forward to being on that prayer line. Now, she prays for the homeless of Jacksonville. Here's the number again. 1-218-632-005. And the code, to access code, 175-651, and then the pound sign. So I thank God for Tashana. And we love you, Tashana. We appreciate you. And I know that the great things the Lord has for you has only just begun. Just keep doing what you've been doing, staying in the secret place, doing what God called you to do, and watch out. Great things coming your way. Well, we have live with us in the studio another young woman, for all the way from New York City, New York. She's Tashana's one of my spiritual daughters. And this other spiritual daughter from New York, she's standing right here in front of me. Her name is Tamika Reeves. Tamika Reeves, she's from New York, and she's going to sing a story for us. She came here to for the prophetic prayer conference at Spoken Word Ministries, and I want you to know last night we had a packed house. It was awesome. The Word of God was awesome and powerful. Apostle Kimberly gave an awesome word. I mean, it was hardly standing room in there last night. It was packed. So come tonight if you live in Florida, or even if you know how you got a jet, Learjet, or you got a ticket, come on to Jacksonville, Florida tonight. You don't want to miss it. Even today, I'm going to get off the line and in a little while, 12 p.m. today, you want a personal prophecy, deliverance from the Lord, come on to 1445 Steel and Blue off of Myrtle Avenue. Get a personal prophecy and a word from the Lord today, tonight at 7:30 p.m. But let me tell you, get there early, because some people got upset when they got there and there was no seating. It was packed. I'm sure it was over 300-400 people there last night. Packed. Packed. Men, women, children. I mean, we had, I think she said it was over, I forgot how many states were in there, 16, 20 states. Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Texas, New York, Tennessee, you name them, they were there. They got buses, trains, airplanes. Tamika flew here. So I want to tell you, don't miss it. Awesome, awesome and powerful. Come on to Steel and Blue tonight. Apostle John Eckhart is going to preach tonight. I know it's going to be a powerful word. I've not heard him before, but I tell you what, he trained Apostle Kim. That's her pastor. She was under strength. So I know what a powerful pastor she is, a mighty mighty word she bring forth. So I can imagine the one that taught her. Woo, I'm looking forward to it. I am looking forward to hearing. So now Tamika Reeves from New York is going to greet you. Good morning, Tamika.
Good morning, Bible Story Land. Thank you for having me, Sister, a.k.a. Mother G. It's a blessing to be here on Bible Story Land. Wonderful what you're doing. Wonderful what you're doing here, and yes, and so I'm just going to sing a song, because Jesus Loves the Little Children is kind of short, so there's another one that's like a combination of two songs, Jesus Loves the Little Children, and I Have a Father. I have a Father, He calls me His own. Even before time began, Your life was in His hands. He knows Your name. He sees each tear that falls. He sees each tear that falls. And hears You when You call. You have a Father. He calls You His own. Even before time began, life was in Your name. are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves each of you children of the world, Jacksonville specifically. God bless you.
Whoa, awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm going to give her a hug standing right here. It was an awesome song, awesome song. I thank God for Tamika. She's my spiritual daughter. All the way from New York. I have many spiritual daughters and sons, so I thank God for each of you being on with us. That was awesome, Tamika. Woo! I know CDs are coming with her name on them, singing to the Lord. So today, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland, and I do not have a lot of time, so if you have an urgent request, you can press 1. Other than that, I'm going to pray for everyone. I'm going to say a prayer for everyone. Someone is one. Jackie?
Hold on. Yes?
You have a prayer request, an urgent one? We're taking only urgent prayer requests today.
So pray for my family and my daughter. They're going to college. Pray that everything goes okay.
All right, daughter in college, okay. All right,
thank
someone
you.
Else press 1. Okay, hold on. Thank you, Jackie. Jackie, put your phone on mute.
All righty.
Put your phone on mute, babe. All right, someone else press 1 here, 904. Yes?
This is Donna. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, Donna, how you doing? Donna Emmanuel?
Yes, it is. Yes, hi. So my son David is in New York, and he's going to audition for Alvin Ailey tomorrow for the tuition tomorrow. So if you could pray for that, I would appreciate it. Thanks.
He's going to do for what tomorrow? He's in New York.
He's in New York. He has part of the scholarship. Now he's trying to get the other half for the tuition. So he's going to audition for that tuition, the scholarship tomorrow.
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right. I know it. I know he's going to get it.
So it's pretty urgent. So thank you. Okay.
I'm sorry. What was the last thing you said?
No, I said it. I said thank you.
Okay. All right. Good.
All right.
All right. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. We're moving kind of quick this morning. Urgent request. Thank you, Sister Donna.
Welcome.
All right. I'm looking to see here if anybody else press 1 because we're going to be moving right along. All right. I don't see if anybody else. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to begin the prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning, O God, and we just honor you because you are truly the King of Kings. We honor your holy presence this morning, Father God. Father, we thank you that you come when we call upon your name, that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. You are everywhere in the world, all at the same time. And so, Father God, we are asking today that you hear our request, O God, and that you answer. We thank you that you are faithful to hear, you are faithful to answer. And, Father, I lift up everyone who participated this morning on Bible Storyland. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I thank you this morning for every family member that's connected to Bible Storyland. I ask you to bless each and every person today, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for protection. I thank you for safety. I thank you for hearing and answering the prayers, even our inner cries, O God. In the name of Jesus, those who are not well, I ask you, Lord, to touch them with your high right hand, your strong arm, your mighty arm, your healing virtue going throughout their bodies, O God. I lift up parents, fathers, mothers, children, extended family, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody, oh God, in every city that's represented here on Bible Story Land, every city throughout the United States, oh God. And Father, we honor your holy presence. We don't take it lightly that you come to be with us, that you honor us with your presence, oh God. You said where two or more gather in your name, you're in the midst. So, Father, today, I thank you for being our healer, Jehovah Rapha. I thank you for being our provider, Jehovah Jireh. I thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You love us, oh God. I thank you for that great love that you have for your children, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for every child that's represented on Bible Story Land. I particularly lift up David Emmanuel II, oh God. He is now by himself in New York. He is in the name of Jesus. I thank you for dispatching holy angels of protection around him, oh God. I thank you for the maturity that you put in him, oh God, to handle what he needs to handle. I thank you for the parents that you gave him, David Emmanuel Sr. and Donna Emmanuel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I also lift up David Jr.'s brother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for both of them receiving scholarships to complete college, oh God. I thank you that their parents will not have to come out of pocket for money to pay for tuition, oh God, that it will be there by faith, that when they move by faith, everything that they need for their children will be provided, for themselves will be provided, because they are faithful to give you all the glory. They are faithful to give you all the honor. And when they dwell in the secret place with you, oh God, I thank you for hearing their prayers in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up my Aunt Mildred, my cousin, and her daughter. And, Father, I bind up the hand of the enemy that tried to come up against her mind, that tried to confuse her in the name of Jesus. I lift up the elderly that Jackie take care of in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for sound minds every day of their lives in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you so much for Jackie's daughter. Pay the college tuition off for her in the name of Jesus. I thank you that as they sign the papers and as they go for every class, every quarter, the money will come in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Jackie's prayers for her daughter in the name of Jesus. I thank you for protection in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing for both of her daughters and her daughter's husband in the name of Jesus. Draw all families, all of us and our families, closer to you than ever before. So, Father, we bless you. We honor you, Lord. And, Father, we thank you for everything that we have forgotten to pray for, that you will cover us. We cover it by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for being here with us today. I lift up my surrogate father who's online with us this morning, oh God. Touch his body, God. Strengthen him, oh God. Heal the heart area, oh God. Give him a heart of flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he may come before your holy presence with thanksgiving, oh God, that his strength may come, oh God. And Father God, I thank you for making corrections in the diet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for those who are going through in their bodies, that you are the healer. And when we call upon your name as the great physician, oh God, we bind up pharmakia in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we are depending upon you for our healing, not medicines, not doctors, but you, the great and mighty physician. And, Father, you are our father. You are our mother. Forgive us for any disobedience in us. Forgive us for iniquity. Forgive us for sins, oh God. Even little foxes that spoil our vines. Forgive us. We honor you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for dispatching holy angels of protection around us, around our children in particular, oh God. Save our children from this untoward generation. We bind up every inherited curse that would try to come up against our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children. We thank you, oh God, for removing every demonic attack from our children, everything that the enemy has to say over our children in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for my daughter Tamika that's here, my daughter Tashana that prayed and that brought the word. I thank you for Karen. I thank you for Jackie. I thank you for the Emmanuel family, David and his son, oh God, who came on today, oh God, and others who come on. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for Bible Storyland, oh God. Father, we surrender all to you. Have your way today, Father God. I thank you for safety. I thank you for peace of mind, knowing that we can lean and depend upon you, not upon our own understanding, that we will hear your voice and we will obey. Another voice we will not hear nor obey. We thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness, your faithfulness, your faithfulness. We thank you, O God, that you come when we call upon your name. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you have not counted us out, that you have counted us in your kingdom, O God. And we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We give you glory. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody have anything brief that they want to say this morning? We got about another minute or two. Press one. Something brief you want to share, like just burning to share.
I want to know what.
That's you, Brother David?
Yes, ma'am, that's me.
All right. You got something to say briefly?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I just want to include it. I left out that also in intermission during that play, I'm going to perform some stand-up, and another good comedic brother of mine is going to do some stand-up as well. So not only will you get the blessing of a good message and a play from God, but you're also going to get the laugh as well, and it's going to uplift and brighten that spirit. And I might be off in time. I'm going to try to make it through there where you are tonight at 7:30 because the show should be over. And if the Lord's will, I should be able to get in there tonight to get some of that blessing y'all got over there off of Blue and Steel Street.
All right. I look forward to seeing you. Just ask where Sister G, and I look forward to meeting you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a blessed day. All right. Anybody else? One more. That is a prayer for the children from the little our little teddy bear. He was saying a prayer for the children. Well, we look forward to seeing you at the conference, or we look forward to hearing your precious voice on Thursday on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We had an awesome time last Thursday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our next Saturday, I don't remember the date next Saturday, so next Saturday, we look forward to hearing from you. Next Saturday, 8 a.m., it is, I believe it's May the 1st.
Yeah.
May the what?
Yes.
May the 5th. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Tanika. Okay, May the 5th, next Saturday. Thank you so much. 8 a.m., 9 a.m., so I want you to know that I love each of you, but my love is limited. But guess what? We serve an unlimited God, so I thank God that he loves you more than me. Remember, study the word, live the word. Don't just study and let it go in one ear and out the other. Live the word every day. Communicate with Father God. Listen to him and obey him. Speak to him often, and listen, 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 because the Father is speaking to us. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. All right, talk to you soon. Love y'all. Bye.
thank God for you.
Or unmute yourself. Press star 1.